Okay, let's unpack this. Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we are tackling, well, one of the last major frontiers of self-sovereignty. Running your own email service. Now, for most people, this probably sounds like a terrifying journey, you know? Configuration file hell, server reputation blacklists, a constant battle against spam. But our mission today is to show you exactly how one comprehensive open source project, B1 Gmail, provides a really clear, non-overwhelming entry point. It essentially gives beginners everything they need to become their own email service provider. We've taken a stack of sources on B1 Gmail, and we're distilling the key knowledge nuggets so you can understand not just what the solution offers, but why it fundamentally changes the game for personal digital control. Before we dive into the technicalities, though, just a moment to thank the dedicated team that supports this analysis. SafeServer kümmert sich das Hosting dieser Software und unterstützt dich bei deiner digitalen Transformation. Mehr Infos under www.safeserver.de.
What's fascinating here is, well, the sheer ambition, really. Running a modern, reliable email server used to be reserved for, you know, enterprise IT departments with big budgets. But B1 Gmail explicitly targets thousands of users, even organizations. Yet their core message is all about accessibility. They are genuinely trying to bridge that gap between high-end functionality and the average user's ability to host their own services.
Right, and that accessibility seems rooted in the architecture itself. The source material frames B1 Gmail as this complete, powerful, and, well, versatile solution. It says you can run a service for you, your organization, or for everyone. It's designed not just as an inbox, but more like a total communication suite.
Exactly. And, you know, the initial barrier to entry in self-hosting, it's almost always hardware and cost. This is where B1 Gmail kind of throws the traditional rulebook out the window. They make this pretty surprising claim that thanks to sophisticated processing and caching routines, the system can easily manage thousands of users and millions of emails. And yet, for most configurations, you don't even need a dedicated server.
Wait, hang on. You're saying I could potentially run my own mail service, maybe even with calendar and task management, on standard shared web hosting? That completely changes the picture, right? It negates that fear of expensive infrastructure and complex maintenance.
It absolutely lowers the barrier massively. When they say shared web space is sufficient for most features, well, that's the green light for beginners, isn't it? This architecture means you don't necessarily need to worry about complex virtualization or maintaining some high-resource physical machine just to test the waters. It seems designed to be lightweight and efficient, really maximizing that accessibility.
Okay, that sounds great, but doesn't a powerful system usually require complicated underlying stuff?
Yeah.
What are the basic hurdles someone needs to check off?
Well, the underlying code is built primarily using fairly common web technologies, PHP, Smarty Templates, CSS, and JavaScript. For the average learner, the technical takeaway is pretty simple. You need a modern web stack, specifically PHP version 7.2 minimum, and for the database, MariaDB is recommended. Oh, but a quick and actually crucial technical note for anyone using really cutting-edge hosting. The sources warn that MySQL 8 and higher is currently not supported yet. So, you know, if you're using a very recent setup, you definitely need to verify your database version first. It's a pretty common kind of dependency check in the open source world.
Got it. Okay, so PHP 7.2 plus Arnor, MariaDB preferred, check MySQL version. Understood. Now here's where it gets really interesting for me, because B1 Gmail doesn't just replace, say, Gmail. It seems to aim to replace your entire digital productivity suite, like an integrated ecosystem.
Absolutely. That seems to be the goal. It transforms the email server into, well, the potential central hub of your digital life. Beyond the basic inbox, you've got a full address book, a robust calendar, and even a dedicated notepad for managing text notes. But the integration seems to go much deeper than standard webmail often does.
Okay, give me an example of that deeper integration. The source mentioned task management, which is honestly a constant pain point for me.
Right. The integrated task management looks like a major asset. It's apparently not just a simple checklist. You can manage multiple to-do lists, store arbitrary data like, say, a dynamic shopping list that changes, and the modern UI supports drag and drop for moving entries around, you know, for quick prioritization. Everything seems designed to be managed from the same clean, fast HTML5 interface.
Okay, that's useful. But the real head-scratcher for me was seeing cloud drive features mentioned. And even modules for SMS and fax. I mean, fax. Why on earth would a modern open source project build fax capabilities into their core offering in, well, today's world?
That's a fantastic point, actually. And it points toward the organizational use cases, I think. While fax might seem totally irrelevant for a personal self-hoster, think about small businesses, nonprofits, or organizations that interact with legal, governmental, or maybe medical sectors. Especially in Europe, fax is sometimes still a required secure communication tool. So by integrating SMS and fax, B1 Gmail isn't just serving the individual, it's providing a legitimate, unified communication server option for maybe a small office, one that needs regulatory compliance, or just uses those traditional communication methods all within the same self-hosted environment.
Ah, okay. So it's about providing feature parity with some commercial enterprise solutions, but keeping it under your own roof. That makes a lot more sense.
Exactly. And the power users, I think they'll really gravitate toward the intelligent organizational tools. We definitely need to talk about smart folders. The developers call them search folders.
Okay, I'm intrigued. I just file everything manually into like archaic folders. Yeah. Tell me how smart folders change that.
Well, they seem to fundamentally change the paradigm from manual filing to something more like algorithmic discovery. So instead of driving a receipt into your receipts 2024 folder, you define criteria like maybe all emails containing the word invoice from a specific vendor, and the smart folder automatically collects them. It's basically a dynamic, persistent search that lives right there in your sidebar. You can set them up to pull in all high-priority mail, all unread mail, or even, quite cleverly, all unanswered mails. It means your inbox could potentially prioritize your action items without you needing to manually sort everything constantly.
Wow. Okay. That actually sounds genuinely transformative for productivity.
It really does. And complementing that is the powerful filtering system. This is where you set up rules to trigger specific actions when matching emails arrive. For example, if you get an urgent server alert email, you could define a rule to automatically respond to the sender acknowledging receipt, maybe move the email to a defined high priority folder, and notify you via SMS. This is, you know, serious automation potential, all controlled directly by the user.
Right. If that level of automation is happening, the administrator needs pretty powerful control. Yeah. How does B1 Gmail ensure the admin keeps everything perfectly under control without necessarily needing to be, like, a Linux terminal expert?
Good question. Control seems to be handled via the Administration Control Panel, or ACP, which is entirely web-based. No command line needed for day-to-day stuff. And crucially for beginners, administration is apparently highly simplified right from the start using a clear setup wizard. This guides the admin through those initial complexities that often scare people off, self-hosting things like domain configuration and user setup.
Okay, let's tackle the biggest fear of self-hosting email for many: security and especially spam. Gmail just handles that for us, right? If I host it myself, how does B1 Gmail protect me?
Yeah, that's always the concern. This is where B1 Gmail appears to integrate professional-grade protection. They seem to employ a dual strategy for spam filtering. First, they use traditional DNSSBL blacklists. For the listener, this is pretty simple. The server checks if the sending server's IP address is known for sending spam, and if it is, the mail gets rejected instantly, standard practice. The second, and maybe more adaptable defense, is the statistical content analysis provided by a Bayesian spam filter. Now, unlike a simple blacklist, this filter actually learns the content of spam over time. If you, the user, mark an email as spam, the filter adapts almost immediately to that language, those keywords, those patterns. It's user-trainable and adapts quickly to new spam campaigns, which is, well, essential in today's constantly changing threat landscape.
That adaptability sounds crucial. Definitely. And what about the really nasty stuff, like viruses and Trojans and attachments?
Right. To complete the defense strategy, B1 Gmail integrates an interface to the free open source antivirus software, KlammaV. This basically allows the system to scan all incoming emails and attachments for known threats before they ever even hit a user's inbox.
Okay, so blacklist, trainable Bayesian filter, and KlammaV integration. That sounds pretty robust. And this robust security framework brings us neatly to the core ethos of the project: open source. The source material details a kind of interesting history here.
It does, yeah. The founder, Patrick Schlangen, apparently started the project as freeware, then it briefly went commercial with version 6. But the transition back with version 7.4.1 to the GPL license and removing all proprietary components, well, that's a powerful statement, isn't it? The GPL license guarantees user freedom and transparency, really reinforcing that promise of self-sovereignty. Furthermore, the architecture seems designed to encourage community growth through a clean plugin interface. This means developers can add new functions pretty easily without actually altering the original source code, a process sometimes called not forking the core product. And this is a really vital feature because those plugins should then survive core product updates, ensuring better backward compatibility and, you know, long-term viability for community enhancements.
Right, so the core stays stable, but the community can build on top. Makes sense. Now, for the listener who is maybe sold on the features, but still feels intimidated by the whole server setup idea, We need to summarize the installation process. The key takeaway from the sources seems to be that the process is highly guided. We're not listing commands here. We're just framing the path to getting it running.
Exactly. The recommended path, especially just for testing it out, is on a standard local or shared web server environment, providing that easier entry point. And the process leans heavily on that setup wizard we mentioned.
Okay, so you grab the code from the repository, you set up your database as discussed, and then the critical step seems to be making sure the setup wizard can actually run. The source explains you need to copy the default configuration files over, and then this is the key summary for the listener. You effectively need to unlock the installation by deleting a single lock file in the setup directory.
That's right. Then you just point your web browser to the installation folder, like yourdomain.com/i1gmails src, and the wizard takes over from there. It provides that clear step-by-step guidance. The whole process really seems designed to hold the beginner's hand through those trickiest initial configurations.
Okay, that sounds manageable. And what about maintenance? That's often the second big fear.
Yeah.
That updating the system will break everything horribly.
Yeah, a valid concern. The source material addresses this directly too. When you pull new code changes from the repository, if there happen to be underlying database structure changes needed, you don't have to manually execute complex SQL scripts. You either run a dedicated synchronization script provided, tools.dbsync.php, or probably more conveniently, you just log into the administration control panel, go to tools, choose optimize, and hit check structures. The system basically manages that database update complexity for you. You know, this raises an important question. Why bother going through these steps when you could just use a massive commercial platform like Google or Microsoft? And the answer seems to be the combined power of that feature. Setful calendaring, smart folders, robust filtering delivered entirely under your control, backed by the transparency of the GPL license. It's really a powerful example of how open source projects are providing high quality professional alternatives to those big commercial platforms.
And the fact that the installation process sounds so well documented and wizard driven makes that leap feel, well, much more manageable for anyone willing to invest a little time in their digital independence. So what does this all mean for you, the listener? Well, running your own robust email service is maybe no longer just a pipe dream reserved for IT experts. B1 Gmail seems to make it genuinely accessible, even allowing you to start potentially on shared web space. It's incredibly feature-rich, covering productivity needs from smart folders and calendars all the way to cloud storage, and even those enterprise communication methods like fax we talked about. And crucially, it appears to provide professional-grade security through things like Bayesian spam filters and Klimavi integration.
Yeah, and the ability to integrate such diverse functions, email, task management, SMS, fax all in one place, it suggests that for the dedicated self-hoster, the email server, powered by a unified tool like B1 Gmail, it kind of transcends being merely a mail client, doesn't it? It really could become the true central self-hosted OS for your digital life, ensuring maximum control over your communications and your productivity data.
That integration, that idea of a central hub, that's the final provocative thought we want to leave you with today. If we can centralize our communications and productivity tools into one self-hosted hub like this, what other digital services could we potentially take back control of and maybe seamlessly integrate into that same central architecture? Something to think about.
Absolutely. And we definitely encourage you to explore the open source nature of the project further, perhaps even contribute to its evolution, you know, making that vision of digital independence even stronger for everyone.
A huge thank you once again to our sponsor for supporting this deep dive into these important self-hosting solutions. SaveServer kümmert sich um das Hosting dieser Software und unterstützt dich bei deiner digitalen Transformation. Mehr Infos unter www.saveserver.de.